Hi, my name is Claudette Chateau, business and entrepreneurship instructor at Napa Valley College with your Career Corner tip. This week, we'll be talking about unlocking the hidden job market with networking. Not all available positions are announced or advertised in the open job market. Between 50 and 80% of jobs are estimated to be in the hidden job market. The most successful job candidates seek to transform themselves from unknown into known qualities through networking. More jobs today are found through referrals and person-to-person contacts than through any other method. That's because people trust what they know. Therefore, your goal is to become known to a large network of people, and this means going beyond close friends. It's important to build a personal network. Because most candidates find jobs today through networking, be prepared to work diligently to build your personal networks. This effort involves meeting people and talking to them about your field or industry so that you can gain information and locate job vacancies. Not only are many jobs never advertised, but some positions aren't even contemplated until the right person appears. Here are three steps that will help you establish your own network. First, develop a contact list. Make a list of anyone who would be willing to talk to you about finding a job. Even if you haven't talked with people in years, reach out to them in person or online. Also, dig into your social networking circles. Number two, make contacts in person and online. Call those people on your list or connect with them via LinkedIn. And lastly, follow up on your referrals. Call or contact the people on your list. You might say something like, "Hello, I'm Claudette Chateau, a friend of John Smith. He suggested that I ask you for help. I'm looking for a position as a marketing trainee, and he thought you might be willing to spare a few minutes and steer me in the right direction." Don't ask for the job. During your referral interview, ask how the individual got started in this line of work, what he or she likes best or least about the job, what career paths exist in the field, and what problems a newcomer must overcome. Most importantly, ask how a person with your background and skills might get started in the field. Send an informal thank you note to anyone who helps you in your job search and stay in touch with the most promising people. Ask whether you can contact them every 3 weeks or so during your job search. If you are interested in more tips or training, I encourage you to find your future by enrolling at napavalley.edu.
Stay tuned next week where I will discuss how having a LinkedIn profile can help you land your dream job.